Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Everything done to industrialize a product, to mass produce it in large numbers, minimize the unit cost of production, maximize cash profits, at the same time concentrates risk of harm. The profit, however, is immediate, while the risks are almost always delayed. And this fact skews the judgment of the people involved. They come to believe that a healthy profit in hand today is worth any number of sick people down the road tomorrow or the day after. Industrial food is certainly no exception. Scaling up food production requires the handling of plants and animals in enormous numbers, subjecting them to numerous chemical and mechanical processes performed by regiments of people using battalions of machines. Every chemical process, person and machine, presents multiple opportunities for contamination, a delayed risk for the eventual consumer of the product. Indications are that the risks are getting worse fast. Any doubt that this is so should have been laid to rest by the events that made news just this summer. Consider a partial list from the last few months. In July, 650 people in Ohio suffered cramps and diarrhea after eating at a Chipotle restaurant. In June, 395 people in 15 states were sickened by the parasite Cyclospora after eating tainted salads from McDonald's restaurants. The contamination came in products from Fresh Express, which recalled product from 3,000 McDonald's restaurants, as well as Walgreens, Trader Joe's, and Kroger stores. Salmonella contamination in dry whey powder led to the precautionary recall of Ritz crackers, Goldfish, Swiss rolls, and various other products that use the ingredient. At least 100 people in 33 states became ill after eating Kellogg's Honey Smacks, a cereal that had been contaminated with Salmonella bacteria. Internationally, 212 people died, and hundreds more were severely ill after eating processed meat products from a South African plant. It was the largest outbreak of listeria poisoning ever recorded by the World Health Organization. So-called fresh-cut melon, contaminated with salmonella and sold by such chains as Costco, Walmart, and Whole Foods, sickened 60 people and put 30 of them in hospital in 8 states. At least 197 people became ill in 35 states after eating romaine lettuce contaminated with E. coli bacteria. 5 people died. In April, the FDA recalled 206 million eggs from such chains as Food Lion and Walmart after 35 people were sickened, 11 of them hospitalized, by salmonella poisoning. A Consumer Reports analysis of processed baby foods found problematic levels of heavy metals such as arsenic and lead in 2/3 of the products. An analysis of 29 popular oat-based breakfast cereals found dangerous levels of the probable carcinogen glyphosate, an ingredient in the infamous weed killer Roundup. We cannot blame our collective ignorance of the threats posed by processed foods on the corporate news media. They actually do a pretty good job of reporting incidents of contamination, recalls, and the like. As to our collective persistence in demanding, buying, and consuming ever more processed foods, who can be blamed for that? I mean, for crying out loud, are we actually going to try to avoid a few minutes of effort by buying chunks of watermelon that have been cut up into bites for us by unknown underpaid people in an unknown under-maintained facility in an unknown under-regulated country? And we're going to be surprised when we get sick? Repeat after me and memorize, please. with food as with anything else. If it is industrial, it might be cheap and easy, but eventually it's going to make you very sick.
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.